My brother did an excellent job. I don't think there's anything I can add to it. It's really very good, clear, simple, to the point. I think the Word of God should be so simple. As we mentioned, a picture is better than a thousand words. And the Word of God here in this three verses showed us everything. You will notice that in chapter 13, concerning the mysteries of the kingdom, there are seven parables. And in these seven parables, it is classified together into four classes, right? The first pair is the parable of the sower and, of course, the tares and the wheat. And the second group is the parable of the big tree, right? Turning into a big tree, the mustard herb turning into a big tree, or the woman putting leaven into the three measures of fine flour. This is one group in one category. And this morning we saw the third pair. The treasure and the pearl, these belong together. And we do need to see that the best thing in this universe, in this world, is invisible to our natural eyes. We don't see it. Remember, we, the fallen human beings, just see the outward things. We don't see the real hidden treasure. You need the spirit of wisdom and revelation from the Lord to really see heavenly things. Even God himself. Many people ask, where is God? 神在哪里啊? 看不见啊。Right? Right? You cannot see it. You cannot see him. Hey, God is not just going to appear to everybody. No. Even our brother shared when Jesus came to this earth, he didn't show himself in such an obvious way that he's the Son of God as God. But once in a while, he revealed himself, right? And only those who are blessed and to whom God will reveal, and he knows our heart. What do you want? Are you seeking or are you not seeking? If you're not seeking, or you're seeking for the wrong thing, you won't find it. Depends on what you are looking for. That is why in the constitution of the heavenly kingdom, the Lord says, ask and it shall be given to you. If you don't ask, it won't be given. Seek and you shall find. So what are you seeking for? Of course, the enemy of God, his work is to blind your eyes, to deceive you. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, Satan is known as the deceiver of the world, of the whole world even. People are seeking for riches, for power, for position. For material things, we're seeking for a lot of outward things. And yet, after you have it, your heart is still empty. It cannot satisfy you. I don't mean we shouldn't have things. Of course, we need all these things. You need a very good job, right? You need a good job, that's fine. You need a job. If you have a good one, that's fine, right? But it should not occupy your heart. You know, I've known so many Christians, and including myself, and many of those who love the Lord. One day when the Lord opens their eyes and they saw the Lord and they saw God's purpose in this universe, automatically they dropped everything. They dropped everything. When I was in college, university in Germany, pursuing whatever I wanted to pursue at that time. One day the Lord opened my eyes. Although I was a Christian at that time, the Lord opened my eyes to see something greater, something more wonderful, to see His divine purpose, to see the meaning of my life. Automatically, I dropped everything. I dropped everything. Nobody told me, you have to drop this. Right? Nothing became important to me anymore. No. And this is a reaction when you see something better. Right? Even naturally in this world, if you see something better, you're going to drop it. And you want to go for the better things, isn't it true? Eh? Why did you give up your job? Yeah, amazing. I was asking, who told Victoria to do that? Nobody. We didn't. Who told you to do that? The Lord. Why? More precious. You already have everything you need, right? So what do you need more? You want to make it to the kingdom. Amen. You saw that when the Lord comes back, there is something more for you. That's the only reason why you gave up. You gave up because you want to use your time in a better way. Right? You did it. And I gave up 50 years ago. I will testify to you until this very day, I never regret it. I never regret it. I didn't live like a homeless guy. Right? The Lord provided me with everything that we needed, right? Until this very day. But those things count nothing in my heart. And the Lord will remind you, remember Lot's wife. Right? Because the things that are there that they left were still hanging in her heart. To sell everything like the Lord said here. Right? You can only do one thing is if you really want to get it. And the price is so high, well, you need to sell this and that in order to gain that pearl of great price. Or you want to buy that field. What do? If you don't have enough cash, you sell your watch. If somebody wants it, I don't know. It's not a Rolex, right? You sell it to gain something better. It doesn't mean that you actually just sell everything and have nothing. No. But when it comes to seeing that pearl of great price, compared to what you have today, it is nothing. Really, what we inherit one day is the whole earth. Didn't the Lord say that? Blessed are what? The meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You can have a nice car, but the Lord wants to give you the whole earth. You're going to possess the whole earth, and you're going to be a king. You're going to be co-king with Christ to rule in His kingdom when He comes back. Let me read to you what Revelation chapter 11 says. 一起来读一下, 启示录第十一章, 今天我们看不见了,
we can't see it today.
Yeah, 但是主来的时候你就知道了, 就看见了。 Right? Let us read here. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, it says what? Then the seventh angel sounded, that is the last trumpet. In the last 3.5 years, the last trumpet. And there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Today you might think Canada is a nice place. Actually, it is not that nice. There are a lot of things that are not very good. Yes, it is a nice place, but there are also a lot of things that are not right. The law, some of the laws are crazy. Right. Even in the U.S. today, things are going down, and you can really see it coming. You can really see it coming. It's not going to last. And in chapter 12, let us take a look at here. Yeah, concerning that vision there. Verse 9, a very negative vision, sort of great dragon here, right? Even earlier, let us take a look. Verse 3, and another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And then we continue to read verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, So the whole world today was deceived by him. Everything that you see is going to end up to ashes. Peter says that very clearly. It's going to turn into nothing. When the stock market crash, your dollars is going to become, like our brother says, zero. All the other zeros will drop, and only one zero. you may have a lot of zeros right now, but one day it's going to disappear. And
some people will be negative.
That's even worse. It's going to be minus zero. Just like the temperature, it drops from 40 degrees Celsius to zero and minus zero. Oh Lord. Right. So everything is going to end, and all the kingdoms of this world are going to be the kingdom of our Lord, of God and of his Christ. And he is going to reign, and it's up to you whether you're qualified or not to reign with him. Right, let's take a look again at Revelation chapter 1. Let's just turn to chapter 5. It's quicker because time is very short here. Yeah, in chapter 5, verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nations, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Oh, remember, not in heaven, okay? There's nothing for you to rule over in the heavens. But there's a lot of things, nations, people, for you to rule on this earth. So the goal of God is to give you the kingdom, and today to prepare you to be the coming king, to rule. Hey, how about that? I like that response. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we all have to say, thank you, Lord. But not today. You don't see it today. But you have to see it in the inner eyes. You don't see it outwardly today, but you see it by faith. Amen. People say to see is to believe, but we say to believe is to see. That what is visible, Paul says, is temporary, but that what is invisible is eternal. Praise the Lord. Let me read to you another verse. Let's go to Luke chapter 17 concerning the kingdom. Concerning the kingdom. Is it chapter 17? Yeah, chapter 17, verse 20, right? No, those people were the Pharisees. And they are the theologians of that time, of the early days. They asked the Lord when the kingdom of God would come. They wanted to see it. Show us. You're preaching about the kingdom. Okay, where is it? And when is it going to come? Right? Of course, I like to see because I have two eyes, right? To see is to believe. If I don't see, I don't believe, right? 看不见了，我哪里会相信啊，对不对？ 我们这个人都是相信看得见的东西，因为看不见了。What did the Lord say? Oh, the kingdom of God will come and you will see it. Did he say that? Huh? What did he say? You have the Bible, would you read it to us, Tiff?
The kingdom of God does not come with observation.
Oh, then I don't believe. I don't believe. I can't see it, so I don't believe. Do you believe the kingdom? Come on, where is it? The church? Here? This group of people is the kingdom? And do you believe the kingdom? This poor people? Look at Mo. Look at...
Is this the kingdom of God?
是天国吗? 这帮人,
is this the
heavenly kingdom? 你看看我看看你 算不了什么
It doesn't count for much.
Right? You tell your husband, we are in the kingdom. He will laugh and laugh and says, what are you talking about? They don't believe. They will not believe. But the Lord says, what? The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here, it's here, or see there, it's there. What does the Lord says? For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Amazing. Sometimes even you yourself can't see it, although it is in you. You look at yourself, where? So surely, where is the kingdom of God? Today. 看得见吗? Once you 看见, surely.
What
a 妹妹, 那就是神的国在他里面的。 你相信啊? 没有人相信。
Nobody
believes it. 但是这个神的国啊, 在我们里面还要一直长进, 是活的。 If it doesn't grow, it will not be manifested. I'm glad your son saw my father changed. You know what he saw? The kingdom. The Lord begins to rule in your life. And it becomes visible. Even your son was surprised. He may not know what he saw, but he saw the kingdom. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is why it's a mystery. The mystery of the kingdom. It's so precious. Right? Even the Lord himself bought the whole earth because he's not just going to save you and me in this earth. He wants the whole earth. That's why it's written in the Bible, through his death on the cross, he not only reconciled us to God, but he reconciled all creation unto God. Yeah. Things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, that is in Colossians chapter 1. Yes. Right. That's why many people, they didn't understand that. So I'm saved, where am I going to go? They want to leave this precious planet and go to the heaven where they have never been before. And they didn't even know how it looks like. And they didn't even know what they're going to do up there. Well, please go. I want to possess the earth. The Lord didn't say, blessed are the meek, for they shall possess heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. And Romans chapter 8 tells us the whole creation, even outside those trees there, are groaning because they were subject to corruption because Adam fell. Because Adam is the head of all the creation there. He is the top creatures of among God's creation. And Adam was supposed to rule. And when Adam fell, the whole creation fell. Lion became a roaring lion. It's going to swallow you up. But when the millennial kingdom comes, you can have a wonderful lion for your son to be a pet. Yes, that's what's written there in Isaiah. Because the whole creation will be saved. And they are groaning because they are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of the kingdom, the sons of God. Because when this wonderful life within us is matured and come to manifestation, then his kingdom comes. Then the whole creation will be restored. This is why the millennial kingdom in the book of Acts is called the time of restoration. Because God is going to restore all the pollution and all the creation and everything will be renewed. In the book of Revelation, at the end, the Lord says, behold, I make all things new. Isn't that wonderful? And the Lord saw this wonderful future, the purpose, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, who, for the glory that was set before him, the Lord was willing to endure the cross and to go through all these sufferings and end up sitting on the throne. Oh, praise the Lord. Right. So I hope today we will, in principle, sell all you have. Meaning to say, you have to see that nothing is worth it. Yes, you may have it, you may keep it, but in your heart, it is sold. Yeah, it is sold. That piano is wonderful. Where is Eugene? You should tell. It's already sold. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't play the piano anymore, but it does not occupy your heart anymore. Isn't it wonderful? You should say, I sold it. Right? Right? I would ask Emmanuel, where's your drone? I sold it. Meaning to say, it's no longer in my heart. I don't mean you should not have it, but it does not occupy your heart. Because if it occupies your heart, the Lord will say, okay, you keep that. It's so precious to you. But you miss the kingdom because there is a price to pay, right? The price. The Lord sold. To sell means you pay the price. Salvation is free, but a kingdom is not free. It's a treasure. So whatever you treasured, like what you said, where your heart is, where the treasure is, there is your heart too. So where is our treasure today? Praise the Lord. Okay, it's getting late. I'm sorry, you're all hungry. Amen.